Ladies, you know how guys want to be affectionate sometimes at the wrong times, and you're like, bro, read the room.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
So there's a woman that kind of put mom libido into a mathematical equation to try to help us guys understand that, hey, listen, this is the wrong time. This is what she said.
Welcome to Mom Libido 101. Here's the basics of the formula. The amount she slept last night, plus how much food she's eaten today, sitting down, times the amount of help her partner gave her, divided by the annoying comments, minus the number of times she was touched by her children today. So let's run through an example, shall we? Let's say mom got 8 hours of sleep last night, ate 3 full meals, her partner did pick up and bath time, but he was really annoying twice. Then we have to subtract by the 1,000 times that she was touched today. Does anyone know what the answer is? Not a chance.
Not a chance. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to fill in the blank. Don't touch me after what? Okay, 312-946-4995 or when. All right, don't touch me when. And I'll be honest, I've been guilty of this. My wife, she gets migraines a lot, and every once in a while she'll be like, I have a migraine, I'm gonna go lay down. And I'm like, oh, we're laying down? She's like, stop, read the room. Migraine's not the time, right? So 312-946-4995. Somebody's for Facebook too. It's like, don't touch me after we just had Taco Bell. Not a good time. Read the room, right? Now, I like this one. First of all, last word is 1391. Teresa here also said, do not touch me after I just cleaned the bathroom. Yeah, you're like arm deep in toilet grime. You're not really feeling it. And so her math was basically add how many hours I slept divided by, I don't know, how many meals I had that day. Then you can add how much you helped out around the house minus how many times the dog touched you or kids touched you, whatever. So women's libido within math problems. So we're just going to fill in the sentence here. Go ahead, Chrissy. Don't touch me after what?
It's when I haven't slept. Don't come near me if I haven't
don't
slept.
Touch me if I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Yep, that was part of that lady's libido mathematics. I love it. Awesome,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Dustin, something you learned from your wife?
Don't touch me during a nap.
During a nap. Don't wait. Yeah, you don't wake a sleeping lady. I think this phrase is don't wake a sleeping baby, but yeah. All right, Heather, don't touch me after what?
2 weeks at Lake Powell, Arizona.
2 weeks at Lake Powell in Arizona. Why? Because you're sunburned?
No, because I'm not waxed.
Oh, that's different than I thought. Fair. Okay.